This week, New York City rolled out a welcome mat for world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly, but Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez got something extra. He's the star of Oliver Stone's new documentary, South of the Border, and he attended the U.S. premiere just after he addressed the U.N. NPR's Robert Smith was there.
This was not your typical Hollywood red carpet event. To tell you the truth, the carpet was gray. The only red was the man the photographers were waiting for, Socialist President Hugo Chavez. He arrived wearing a chic tomato-colored turtleneck.
Presidente.
And he took to the whole movie premiere thing like a natural. He mugged for the cameras. He stopped at every microphone. He praised his director, Oliver Stone. Chavez grabbed Stone and pointed to the director's skull, called him a genius, and said Stone was able to interpret what was really going on in South America.
A revolution.
Oliver Stone directs mostly features, movies like Platoon and JFK and Wall Street. But he does dabble in documentaries. He's focused on Yasser Arafat and Fidel Castro. Hugo Chavez was a natural sequel.
He's an underdog, and I want to give him a fair shake. I think the movie does it.
It might be difficult to call this movie a documentary. In fact, Stone describes it as a rebuttal. It opens with a montage of the most outlandish things that the U.S. media has said about Hugo Chavez.
The Venezuelan president has become more dangerous to the U.S. than Fidel Castro ever was.
He's more dangerous than bin Laden, and the effects of Chavez's war against America could eclipse those of 9/11.
Oliver Stone takes the film to the opposite extreme. If the U.S. media paints Chavez as Satan, then Stone is going to show an angel sent to save South America.
Who is Hugo Chavez? Where did he come from?
He was literally born in a mud hut.
The film is at its best when it's tracking Chavez's dramatic rise to power. But most of the film plays as this strange buddy picture. Oliver Stone hangs out in the presidential palace. Oliver Stone flies on Chavez's private jet. Oliver Stone and Chavez tour factories. Throughout this whole thing, Stone, the man famous for his conspiracy theories and questioning of the official story, never asks a single challenging question. Instead, he asks, do you have any fun? Do you ever read for pleasure?
What time did you get to sleep last night?
Como las 3 de la mañana.
3 a.m. Did you work until 2 or 1?
Stone never brings up any controversy. He never asks why Chavez revoked the licenses of private radio and TV stations. He doesn't talk about the Amnesty International report, criticizing the country for human rights abuses. Stone never interviews a single average citizen of Venezuela. Instead, he jets around the region to talk to Chavez's allies and hang out with them, like President Evo Morales of Bolivia.
I want to play soccer with the president. Can he show me a little soccer ball action?
At the end of the premiere, Hugo Chavez was grinning. Evo Morales, who also attended, said this movie should air on CNN. Every day, Chavez joked. Welcome to the axis of evil, Morales said to Stone. After the party, I asked Stone, what happened to the skeptical director of films like JFK? He said he learned something from that movie. If you try and include back and forth debate in a film, it just confuses people.
And I don't pretend that the movie is a 3-4 hour documentation of all the issues. It is simply a road movie that shows you that Chavez works. So if you want to deal in the 10% of negatives and you want to dice and slice your movie through that 10%, you're going to hurt the movie. That's not the point.
The point, as always in an Oliver Stone film, is that Oliver Stone keeps complete control. That's a trick even Hugo Chavez might admire. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.